Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
This is a show about a
dean
that started to grow a community. Wiggler and Jess, here till it ends. Meet up to Pastor Phil Greendale with all of our friends. The brightest timeline's here to shine the way. Community building is here to stay.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. It's Community Building, another episode of Community Building here on Post Show Recaps. I'm Josh Wiggler. We're talking Season 2, Episode 5, Messianic Myths and Ancient Peoples. Ay, ay, ay. A title not good for me to say, but I tried to say it anyway, Jess Sterling. Oof.
Rough. Yeah, guess who has two thumbs and is excited to podcast?
This you were pointing gal. Them up. You were pointing them up as...
I bent them in, though, as I was saying this gal. I was tricking
got
you.
Got it. Guess who's got two thumbs and is excited to podcast with this person? I'm pointing my two thumbs at the camera because we do these shows live on Twitch, and I'm trying to orient my thumbs towards the camera to signal that I'm pointing at LaTanya Starks, LT!
Hey, everybody.
Sup?
Welcome to this.
Sup? Oh my goodness, LaTanya, what a pleasure.
I'm so happy to be here in front of tens of people.
Yes, it's just 110 plus 4 right now.
Okay.
As we are starting this, but you know, it's close.
Yeah,
it's close.
It's really all I can ask for in life on especially on a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday. Yeah. It's a Tuesday as we are talking the fifth episode of Season 2 of Community with a long overdue conversation with LT. LT, we wanted you all the way back for debate. Which episode was that? Season 1, like 9?
109.
Wow. Yeah. That would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Honestly, and that's a really good episode of Community. Especially mm-hmm. setting up the, perhaps, for some people, inappropriate relationship between Annie and Jeff.
Yeah.
But you know, unfortunately I was not able to come and talk about the thing I do for a living.
Attend that lecture.
Yeah. That gets bastardized on a television show yeah. every single time. It's
even
on
Community.
Show.
Community didn't do it right.
No.
Yeah. What should they have done? Let's do like a very, very quick recap of Debate 109 with the expert LaTanya.
Well, for one thing, I don't understand why. Weren't there like three partners on each side? No, there was
right.
two. But
there were, yeah, there were a few teammates per team.
Yeah, and that's not how that works. You have two people. I know there are different types of debate. The first problem is that they didn't say what type of debate they were doing. The second is that the teams were too large. And the third is that it doesn't happen on a stage in front of a live audience unless you are at a national championship.
Okay.
Oh, so they made nationals, is what
apparently.
I'm thinking.
Wow.
If your nationals are held at Greendale Community College, then...
Then the whole industry went under. Yeah, debate went out.
Debate
of style.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been out of style since the 80s.
Yeah. Well, that would have been really great to get into back in the day. But
yeah.
we are thrilled to have you here to explain to me how to pronounce the word messianic?
Messianic.
Messianic. Like you have an anic, but it's
it.
A bit of a mess.
Exactly.
It's a messianic. Yeah.
It's a messianic myth that we are trying to... Messianic myth busters here, folks, as we're talking.
The myth of the Messiah.
We're talking community. A couple notes right off the top. If you are listening to this in the main feed of Community Building, you may notice, hey, this show usually comes out on Thursdays. What's this podcast doing popping up on a Saturday? Well, this is the new time home for Community Building. The time home is a great concept.
With this Tuesday, Saturday time home.
My time home got me.
This is your new time home. Your new time home is Saturdays for Community Building. That is when Community Building is going to be coming out for the foreseeable future. It's going to be on Saturdays. So we hope that you're good with that. We are certainly excited about that. It is for some production changes on our end. We need a couple of extra days in order to get everything up to ship shape. So that's why this podcast is out on a Saturday, and it will be out on Saturdays moving forward. So that is the big news. This podcast dropping in your feed on October 2nd, 2021. And that means we are, we're talking from the past, but in the future, which is October 2nd, 2021 and beyond, we're currently celebrating the one-year anniversary of the Post Show Recaps Patreon program. Zomagod!
Yeah, it's wild.
We're having an incredible time.
Can't believe
it. It's been a year of patron shenanigans here on the Post Show Recaps program. This is how Community Building launched in the first place. Jess, it's probably about a year ago exactly that you start harassing me into doing a community podcast.
Yeah, I'd have to look at Twitter, but it has to be like in September when I harassed you. So definitely we are... arriving at that date if we haven't already passed it. I'll have to go back in my my
go
Twitter
back
feed
through
and
the archives and see. But community building obviously is just something that we love doing, but it really holds a special place in our heart as it pertains to the Post Show Recaps patron program being such an integral part of the early going of these days. We got a lot of things that we are super, super excited about. We've got a brand new tier. We've got a brand new merch tier if you want to start getting Post Show Recaps gear. We're introducing that new $25 tier. It's obviously very pricey, but that's how you get your Post Show Recaps t-shirt if you want to look into that, and other cool merch that we're going to have along the way over the course of the year. We've got our $15 tier. That's our sticker of the month club. Stickers by Shauna. Really fun stuff. We've got a cute little Post Show Recaps robot guy who's celebrating his first birthday for that first sticker. It's really, really cute and super fun, and we want you to get that thing. So sign up for the Sticker of the Month Club. You get that at that $25 tier as well. Of course, at the $10 tier, you join the Post Show Recaps patron Discord, which is our happy place. The Post Show Recaps patron Discord has my heart in its entirety. And I love that community so, so, so much. We would love to see you there. But if you're a $5 patron, and for people who are watching Community Building live right now, they're about to get a scoop about, I would guess, somewhere in the vicinity of like 15 hours early, that we have something that we're really excited about for the $5 patrons of Post Show Recaps, where we are launching what is called the Campus Tour. Very apt, considering we are talking about community and Greendale. The Campus Tour is we have built a brand new wing of the Post Show Recaps patron Discord that is exclusively available. Well, it's all the patrons who have the Discord access are going to have access to it. Everybody's going to have access to the Campus Tour, but there is a wing of the Post Show Recaps patron Discord that if you're a $5 patron, you want to see what the Discord is all about. We have a category just for you where you can mix and mingle with the people who are already in the Discord. We've got a lot of really fun channels in there that you can talk about shows, you can talk about food, you can talk about life. You can get a real sense of what it's like in the Post Show Recaps patron Discord, meet a lot of really cool people, and you're going to have access to that all month long. If you want that link, if you want to be involved in that, I'm gonna post about it in the Post Show Recaps Patreon program. If you sign up at the $5 level, I'm gonna slide into your Patreon DMs, ask you if you want the link. If you do, I'll send you the link. We'll have you come into the Post Show Recaps Patreon Discord and see how you like it. And you'll just have access to this one wing. So you're gonna like be like in this place. It's gonna be super spicy. It's gonna be really cool. You're gonna really like it. And then you're gonna want to be okay. I want more. I want the full thing. And then we'll have you, we'll roll you in. We'll see if you like it. Get you to that $10 level if you want it. You'll be in the Discord, and it's going to be an uber fun time. So lots of really fun things that are happening in the Post-Show Recaps Patreon universe this month. We want you here. We want you to be excited. We want you as excited as we are. We're super pumped about it. It's going to be brand new casino games. It's going to be a ridiculous time. It's going to be very, very fun. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps is the way. That's patreon.com/postshowrecaps. It's how you sign up. Celebrate with us. We're so excited about what we've built. It would mean the world to me if you signed up, even if it's just for the month. That would be fantastic. Just come say hi. Let us know you're out there. We would love to have you. That's the spiel. That's what's going on. Somebody talk. I need a sip of water.
That was great. Very efficient. Love the word economy. Still getting your point across. You know, 29.5 points out of 30.
I like that. Room for improvement.
Whoa. Out of 30?
Room for improvement. Always,
speaking of debate.
Always room.
That's our scale.
Always room for improvement.
Amazing. It's very exciting. It's very exciting that we're turning 1 year old.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's been a full year.
I can't believe it's been a full year. We've done so much together as a group on the Patreon, too.
It's nuts.
I feel like I wouldn't have a social life if it weren't for the Patreon.
Yes, I think the social life was a major selling point now. Also, the past year when most of us weren't seeing other human beings in person, I've made a ton of friends, like lifelong friends.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's so join us. It's so much fun.
So let's talk about some lifelong friends, maybe. I don't know where this is going to go for all these guys ultimately. But we're going to talk about community. We're going to talk about those messy Anik myths in ancient peoples. In an episode of Community that I am, I was like, I guess, like relatively like fine about here in the much fabled season two that everybody loves to hype up. And here we are. And this is like kind of an episode that feels maybe a little season one-ish. I don't know if that's fair or unfair. I mean, just like kind of felt like a little bit like, okay, I'm not furious that I watched this, but my life hasn't changed meaningfully by watching this episode of television.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was good. Not great.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the way to describe it. It was an episode of Community.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is an episode to me that is my least favorite episode of the season. And it's very easily my least favorite of the season. It just doesn't hit with me on many levels. I just feel like, I don't know if I'm just not the target audience for this episode or like what exactly
it is.
Who is
the target audience for this episode?
I don't know. Because I grew up, like, for some background, like, I went to Catholic school as a kid. Like, I went to Sunday school. Like, I, you know, I experienced those experiences. And so you'd think that I would at least, like, understand what's going on in, like, the majority of this episode. But even that, I'm like, I still don't necessarily understand what the movie is, and maybe that's the point.
I'll say that there's way too much Charlie Kaufman slander in this episode for me.
Yeah, although I get the sense that Dean likes adaptation.
I mean, who doesn't, first of all? Like, don't talk about Charlie Kaufman as if he's not the best. Yeah. We've got adaptation, we've got Being John Malkovich, there's so many other things.
Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah, I did not like that slander.
Yeah.
My sister, who was just kind of like casually observing as I was watching this episode, was like, I really don't like it when religious people push their religion onto other people.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that pretty much sums up Shirley's arc for this show.
Yeah.
For this episode.
Yeah, it's not the best, even though this episode is like so centered on Shirley and Abed. In my opinion, it's not a great episode for either of them, which is kind of strange considering usually when we get such an Abed-centric episode, in my opinion, it's like, oh my God, Abed was the best, right? Mm-hmm. And I just don't feel, and maybe other people feel differently, but I do not feel that this services either of them.
I have two quick points on this front. One is that I don't disagree, but also it was viscerally satisfying to watch Shirley just take a baseball bat to a camera. And for that alone, like, I'll probably give her a pretty high score this week because I love Shirley.
Yeah,
and that was very, very fun. I guess I have 3 points. The second one is like Abed will also score high this week, if only for the wig.
I was just going to say, this is an all-time Abed is Hot episode.
Uh-huh. He looks amazing.
The wig does it for you.
The baggy shirt.
Like, the only other time that I've thought Abed was hotter was when he was Batman.
Uh-huh. I thought you were gonna say in the paintball episode when he's acting like Jeff and he has, or Don Draper, like the Don Draper
That's
stuff.
That's a good one too. I generally just like, as far as the men on the show go, like Abed is the one that I choose.
Yeah.
And the seeing him like all like, you know, wiggy and Jesus-y, maybe it's because I spent all of my life in like Baptist church and also went to Catholic school. But like, you know, I'd ask to see his abs just to make sure.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
The only and the third point that I would like to add is like, I think that this episode may not have hit perfectly for me no matter when, but it doesn't help. And I'm keeping it spoiler free. That it comes out, that we're watching it right on the heels of the release on Netflix of Midnight Mass, which is all about the power of religion and the power of fanaticism and all these different themes that I feel like.
Is that a scary show?
Yes. This episode, I think touches on a lot of that stuff. And like, I was just so absorbed by Midnight Mass. And was just like glued to my seat. I mean, I guess I was watching it in bed on my TV. So I was glued to my bed. and like, it was so good. And so I'm going like straight from that and like having lots of like big brain thoughts about religion and God and all of these different things. And then this episode of Community just like attacked all that stuff in like a way that was like, fine. You know, so not Community's fault, but the timing for me as a viewer was not perfect.
Mm-hmm. And if they were trying to more like lampoon filmmakers more so than religious zealots, I don't think that part of it worked well either.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not that we hate the episode. Let's just put that out there.
Sure.
Because.
Yeah.
No, you know,
it's Community.
I don't. That's the thing. I don't hate this episode like I hate a few episodes of Community. It's more that I'm just like very, very, very meh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is how I would describe it. But let's get into it.
Take the wheel, Jess. Jess, take the wheel. Jess,
we start
Jess,
off in anthropology.
Take the wheel.
The class is watching a viral video about a woman whose leg got eaten by a mountain lion. Troy says the remix video is better, and so they play
the
that
auto-tune.
This was like definitely in the era of viral videos. This is 2010.
It's like auto-tune the news, all that stuff.
Yes. So Annie tries to get Duncan's attention, and he tells her that anthropology is the study of humanity and therefore nothing is off topic. And Annie says she's seen this one, and to search car crash camel toe.
Yeah, which I want to name a band.
Yeah,
that, you know.
Yeah, car crash camel toe. Car crash is either like here's what I would like. Car crash is either the name of the band or the album, and then camel toe is either the name of the band or the album.
That's that's a good compromise. Yeah. I'll allow it. Yeah.
Or you can mix and match a lot of this. Car toe. Or crash
camel. Crash.
Yeah, camel crash.
Is it better
camel
or
car,
worse than ski
toe
lift?
Toe crash. These four words can be rearranged in a lot of satisfying ways.
It's like stubbing your toe is called a toe crash if you want to be dramatic.
As can what Jeff suggests, ski lift ninja crotch rip. You could do a lot of reordering of stuff there. Ninja ski. Ski ninja. Sorry, that was right there, low hanging.
Yeah,
Ski ninja is where it's at.
Lift crotch.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Anyway. Sounds like a command.
So Pierce does shadow puppets, and he says that it's Dolly Parton eating a hot dog, which I didn't see.
But yeah.
Shirley,
which explains
him...
Pierce's entire story.
Yes,
in this episode. Yes. I didn't get it either.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So Shirley wants him to type in God, and everybody boos. Duncan says, "If fart is fair game, so is God." And of course, the top hit is God of farts. Where a man farts and lasers shoot out of his butt.
That's cool. I would imagine that the God of farts would be able to wield the gas as some sort of laserish power. So that tracks. No?
I don't think I've ever
Why
given
am I
that much
so
thought.
Out on an island on that.
I just think that,
that
like,
feels wild
if
to
you're
me that
the
that's
God
the
of
one
farts.
That everyone is like, oh, well, I'm not going to comment on that.
No, I was just thinking
of all
about
the things
like...
I've ever said, that got radio silence?
It's too far. Yeah, it's too far, Josh.
I was just thinking about like what type of throne the God of farts would sit on. And it's
one with a hole in the bottom to allow the
nah,
farts to come out.
It's a throne built of on whoopee cushions. Mm. Yeah, it's a throne of deflation.
That's very
yeah.
loud that's meta.
Yeah. But there's so many, but it's filled with so many different layers of whoopees that like every time you sit, like you like your weight like activates a few of the whoopee cushions. So like you have to be very careful when you sit because eventually the throne is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller until you can no longer sit on it. That's the architecture of the whoopee cushion.
Wow. Exactly. And then the alternative is that you sit on the lap of Whoopi Goldberg.
That is what I was thinking of when he was talking. I was like, a throne of whoopees.
Wow.
I'm just picturing multiple
oh my God.
Whoopi Goldbergs.
Like, wow. Like,
to be fair, her hair probably is pretty cushiony.
Yeah.
Could be.
Who knows what she's even doing nowadays?
Who knows? So God of Farts. This is blasphemous.
So
but there are 17 million people watching it.
Yeah, and apparently there were only 9 people at Shirley's church last night, which is very sad. And everyone feels bad for like a millisecond until the auto-tune God of Farts begins.
It was nice to see John Oliver,
yeah,
as always.
Yeah, he's back.
You know, he is one of my favorite people, and definitely my favorite infotainment person.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he's
the
good.
Adam Driver bit alone. If you all don't know what I'm talking about,
I don't
about,
know that I've seen it.
Not now, but when
it's not the soup thing, is it?
Yeah. No,
I recently learned about this TikTok
like,
soup situation.
Soup. Good soup.
Yes,
no.
I've never heard of this, and like people
good
keep
soup.
And then like, Sarah brought it up to me, and I was like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "He aggressively does an okay symbol when talking
yeah.
about soup."
Good soup. Yeah.
Yeah. Good
yeah,
soup.
He does that,
and it's like a TikTok yeah. thing. Listen, I don't
I have
know.
No idea what you're like. Yeah. These aren't even words to me.
Yeah.
when we're done with the podcast, you're done watching us here. Please go to the YouTubes and just Google John Oliver and Adam Driver. And there's an entire compilation that you'll get. And then you'll get like the end like bit that the two of them actually do together.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it's wonderful.
Yeah, I have to watch this. So speaking of soup, we're in the cafeteria. Shirley approaches Abed and tells him that God has an exciting opportunity for him.
That's the two thumbs gag.
Yeah, it's a sketch who has two thumbs and has an opportunity for you. It's God. Yeah, and Abed uses one thumb to say, that's great.
Yeah.
Shirley told her pastor about YouTube and how there's no light there for the kids, and the church wants to sponsor the making of a viral video with a Christian message.
Yeah.
Piers makes fun of her and asks if they're going to do Rapping Jesus. Yeah. And Shirley asks Abed if he'll make the film, even though he's Muslim. And I'm pretty sure she says, will you make a YouTube? I'm like almost positive
make
she says
YouTube.
That.
I'm still trying.
That sounds about right. Shirley yes. saying to Pierce to step aside and make room for a new generation is my mantra.
Yeah. A like, lot of people yeah. need to hear that.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
I think almost an entire generation worth of people.
Exactly. Yeah.
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 So yeah, Abed replies with, as a Muslim, I'd be happy to do it. As a filmmaker, no way. I'm a storyteller, not a preacher. Shirley calls the Bible the greatest story ever told. But apparently Ben Lyon said the same thing about
That's
I Am
really
Legend.
Funny. That's a good line. I Am Legend, you know, as across the decades. Has
that real confidence there, Josh.
Has
I
endured.
Am Legend exists.
Has endured.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
You know.
It's Will Smith's okay. birthday.
It was based so. On a Vincent
Is
Price
it today?
Thing, I yeah. think, or the Vincent
He's
Price thing may have been based on another thing. I don't even know the history, but it is historic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So we see Abed chastise Pierce for getting so much mac and cheese with no veggies. And Pierce
not,
said Abed isn't in
you're
charge
not
of what
in charge
Pierce
of what I eat. And so Britta shows up because apparently Britta. She is in charge
she
of
is.
What he eats.
Yeah, and he's like, more broccoli.
Yeah, good.
Broccoli and mac and cheese is good.
Yeah.
Like, don't hate
yeah.
on it. It's delicious. I love
also,
broccoli. It's like my favorite
grow
vegetable.
Up. Broccoli's great.
Yeah.
Broccoli is amazing. A steamed broccoli, a roasted broccoli. Amazing.
It's good. It's
crunchy.
Good. It's healthy.
It's like bright green when you cook it well. Oof.
Looks
broccoli.
Like you're eating a tiny tree.
Exactly.
So you feel so
exactly.
tall.
Exactly.
You know?
Also, you should always buy fresh broccoli rather than like frozen broccoli because they always give you just the stems. It's nonsense.
The stems in the bag are just...
It's
like
too much.
A strongly written letter is necessary for that kind of thing.
I want the top. I want
the
tree.
We got to write to Big Broccoli about this.
Seriously. Yeah. We really do.
They really have been influencing way too much lately.
Yeah.
So Annie and Jeff are watching this whole exchange, and Annie says that Pierce has been acting out lately, and Jeff should talk to him because he's the dad of the group.
Would the dad just walk away in the middle of this conversation?
She's like, no.
Yeah,
and
actually.
He does.
Pierce watches Leonard take like 8 cookies and he doesn't pay
Call
for them.
Call a cop.
Yeah. He's sharing them with his other elderly friends who we'll find out are named the Hipsters.
The Hipsters is a great name for a gaggle of old folk.
Yeah.
Really good.
I was just calling them the olds.
Yeah,
the olds. It was good when they finally gave
them
clarified. A name.
Yeah, they have a name. Leonard invites Pierce to sit with them, and Pierce says he sits with the younger people. We watch videos on YouTube.
I'm so glad
you guys probably don't even know
what
that is.
I'm so glad that you got that. Like I wasn't losing my mind. I thought for a second. I thought for a second that I just like misheard. I was like, did he say YouTube? And I just like didn't think about it any further. I was like, okay, moving on.
Yeah.
But it is what he said. YouTube is so cute.
YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watch it
and
on
Leonard
the YouTube.
Leonard doesn't even know he's wrong.
Yeah,
Leonard doesn't know he's wrong because he says they don't
care.
So Britta comes over to tell Pierce. She's like, oh, you didn't see where we're sitting? Come sit with us. And he's like, I can see you. He gets like all nasty. She's treating him like he's old. So she asks if he's taking his pills. And all the older folks laugh at Pierce. Britta tries to introduce herself. And Leonard blows raspberries at her.
Yes.
And then he sits down with the crew.
It's very Leonard.
Yeah. He's now in with the old crew. He's ready to rock and roll. So we're now in the library where Abed calls over Shirley. He says he's read the New Testament. You know, being raised by TV and movies, I always thought that Jesus just walked on water and told people not to have abortions. But it's so much cooler than that. He was like E.T., Edward Scissorhands, and Marty McFly combined.
All right. Lasagna Starks, cinephile. Make that make sense for me. E.T., Edward Scissorhands, and Marty McFly. How do those three... Is he a time traveler?
So, technically... We're talking about God and not Jesus, right?
I think so. No, he's talking about Jesus.
He's talking about Jesus. So technically you can think of Jesus transcending time because of his popularity, but also because he like arose from the dead. Then E.T., because he was kind of like an alien presence who was able to like, you know, he was like an oddity that people then, some people accepted and some people like chased away and murdered. But he also healed people. And then the other one was Marty McFly, right? Did I do that one already?
Yeah, Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Which was the other one?
It was Marty McFly, Edward Scissorhands, and E.T.
Edward Scissorhands, because he is known for his works, you know? Like, he was known for the great art that he produced with his scissor hands. And, you know, some people would call Jesus an artist.
Also, they're all, like,
the
heroes of the story.
Yeah. And also, much like Marty McFly, Jesus didn't like it when someone called him chicken.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very clearly in the Bible.
Art thou calling moi a chicken is a very famous passage from the Bible.
Because Jesus spoke like fluent French.
Yeah.
It's a little known.
That was also underreported. Yeah.
Yeah. Aramaic. Yeah. What?
We're going to get reported for blasphemy anyway. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to hell now. So thank you for inviting me.
Bye. Like as a sign off. Well, I'm going to hell now. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
So Shirley is very excited by all of this. She says it needs to be cool and addictive, like the video of the kitten falling asleep. He says, absolutely, but the story's been told to death, so I want to approach it in a new way. We need a Jesus movie for the post-postmodern world.
Mm-hmm. No one knows what that part means.
No.
There's not...
No one knows what the rest of this episode means.
There's not a single person that I have heard conclusively and effectively explain postmodernism to me. And unfortunately, I've had many people try.
Well, the problem is it's always modern. So how do we get past it?
And how do you get past it? Past
it? Yeah, you can't get like it's already hard enough to get after being modern, which is now.
Right.
You just have to see into the future.
After what's happening after what's happening now.
Yeah, you have to get with it before they change what it is. Yeah. And then what you're with won't be it. That's basically postmodernism.
Could not have said it better. Couldn't.
Thanks.
It's impossible. So Abed.
So Shirley's idea of this is that she wants Jesus to be a rapper.
Who doesn't?
I mean, I'm down.
But
with the success
Abed
of Hamilton.
Yeah.
Abed
Andrew
wants to
Lloyd
tell the
Weber
story
is
Jesus.
Shook right now. He's like, but oh okay, I'll go Fine. Away. As he just mumbled and singing, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ Superstar is a great and underrated work.
I used to rock out to that all the time. I'm not
so
joking,
did I. I listened to the soundtrack.
All your followers are blind.
Too much heaven on
their
mind.
Yeah. It was beautiful,
oh, wow.
but now
it's sour.
I'm not gonna do the full. Yes, it's all. No, I'm not gonna do it
every
I'm
time.
Gonna
do it. I'm not gonna do the full.
I'm not gonna do the full. Concert! No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Judas is actually the best part of that.
Oh,
musical.
No doubt, Judas is the best part of Jesus Christ Superstar.
I don't know what
now.
Andrew
you're
Lloyd
definitely
Weber
going
doing.
To hell.
Pontius Pilate's pretty
you're
good.
Judas
the Pontius
best.
Pilate yes. character, they do a good job. There's some really great songs in there. And then there's some really bad ones too.
There's some really terrible.
Classic
ones.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
A little bit of, you know, you give and you take. You give and you get with Andrew Webber. Hit or miss.
I can't wait for our Jesus Christ Superstar podcast.
LT, the second you want to do an Andrew Lloyd Webber deep dive series with me,
oh
just let
gosh.
Me know. We'll have to talk
so
about
ready.
Starlight Express, unfortunately. There's a lot
sure.
that we have to
There's
discuss.
So much to do.
Much to do. Much to do. Any dream will do. All right, well, get us back on track, Jess, please. Otherwise, I'm just going to start singing Joseph.
Not a segue. Shirley says, Abed says he wants to tell the story of Jesus from the perspective of a filmmaker exploring the life of Jesus. See, in the filmmaker's film, Jesus is the filmmaker trying to find God with his camera. But then the filmmaker realized he's actually Jesus and he's being filmed by God's camera. And it goes like that forever in both directions, like a mirror in a mirror, because all the filmmakers are Jesus and all their cameras are God. And the movie's called Abed, all caps.
So that actually makes sense to me.
Yeah.
How?
Because if you think of directors, they are kind of like the rulers of their sets. And many of them do think of themselves as godlike figures, because the whole point of them is to like puppet master all of the actors. And so the camera is then kind of the lens through which God views the actors who are influenced by God based via direction.
Yeah. Yeah. That all legitimately tracks. Any questions? None from me.
No further
None
questions.
From me. I think
I've been reading a lot about critical theory lately, so I think it's starting to bleed into my podcasting.
Genuinely, that is a perfect analysis, LT. There's nothing further
Thank
to
you.
Say because you got it.
Great.
You hit it.
Going to hell now.
Bye.
But Shirley doesn't like it. And Abed says she's reacting the way the world did to Jesus. And Shirley says she's reacting the way the world does to movies about making movies about making movies. And Shirley says there is no movie. And Abed said,
this is the movie.
And then this is the beginning of the singer in the background going, Abed.
Yeah.
Abed.
I was half tempted to give the detached, the disembodied voice a Dean's List point.
Of course you were.
In fact, just give me a second.
Here we go.
If you're going to add the embodied voice, then you disembodied voice, you have to add Shirley's purse.
Shirley's purse is a whole character.
It's a whole character.
LT, I haven't seen you put in a Dean's List point yet, so if that's what you want to do.
It's on the document.
Oh, I don't see it on here.
I did it.
I did it.
The narrator.
It's not on the narrator. She didn't.
It's not on the diary.
It's under guest.
We'll get there.
LT,
we'll get there. We'll get there.
LT,
we'll
LT. There. So we're in the closet now.
Oh, no, I didn't do it.
We'll get there. You got time. You're good. It's good.
We're in the closet. The old folks are playing poker. And Leonard said if the Deans comes in, they have to be trying to be playing bingo. He gives Pierce a flask of alcohol. And he says, if you get caught, just say it's your 90th birthday. And suddenly it's adorable.
Oh, cute.
This is... And, you know, I know that the people are going to skewer me for this because a lot of people love Pierce and God bless them, as a self-righteous Christian would say.
Yeah.
But bless their hearts. But this was the most idiotic C story that I have seen in a very long time.
On anything.
And it just made me upset. Mm. I was just like, you know, leave these olds alone, first of all. Like, old people have personalities and that's not it. And second of all, don't make fun of dementia. And third of all, don't use it as a way to lampshade calling Jim Rash's character a fruit.
Yeah.
Like, just all of those things, just don't do that.
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff. Leonard calls he's like, move over, G-Wads, right? Like, you know, like, he's there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he says mean things multiple times this episode. And that was the thing, is I remembered Leonard being, like, really funny in this episode. And on my second watch through, I was like, great. He says some real bad.
This is the problem, is that, like, when we watched this show, it was a different time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a very different time. We were all much more innocent then. Josh, you never watched it.
I thought you were going to say, Josh, you were never innocent.
He's not that innocent, folks. Yeah. So, like, rewatching this show is actually really interesting because there's a lot going on, even when you, like, don't think of the stuff that happened behind the scenes, which was a poop show, to quote myself. Yep. Just don't
to quote a wonderful woman, a really intelligent woman. It's a poop show.
Where is she?
So the dean comes in and he wants to shut everything down. Pierce pretends like he doesn't know what year it is. And Pearl, the woman of the elderly group here, says that poker helps him remember. And the dean falls for it and he leaves and they all laugh. Yeah, that's it for the poker scene in the closet.
Making movies.
This is the worst thing that's been done to Jim Rash since the makeup on Impeachment, American Crime Story.
Oh, is he on that?
He is, and he's unrecognizable.
He has hair, Josh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's a really weird. I saw the photo. I think it was Zach posted it earlier in our Discord, and I looked at it, and I was like,
you're doing the Lord's work.
Oh, my God.
It was scary looking.
Yeah. It's not okay, and you can't, like, I can only tell that it's Jim Rash because of the lip pucker. I know that that's, like, a thing that, like, is so weird to say and very specific, but he has, like, a specific lip pucker. It looks like, it's just his natural lips, but it looks like what it looks like when women get, not Botox, but, like, in lip injections.
American Crime Story, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to Google Jim Rash lip pucker, and I was
okay. American Crime Story images.
That's for a different show.
Wait, which show is this?
It's our OnlyFans.
It's Impeachment.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one that's out now, which I need to watch. Is it good?
It is tedious.
It's odd. What an odd look.
It's tedious because it's just like there's a lot of Linda Tripp, and while Sarah Paulson is doing a very good job of playing her, she's doing so good a job that I don't ever want to see her on screen.
Yeah.
Because she's just a terrible person.
Yeah.
She's
So...
Yeah, Jim Rash looks very strange.
He doesn't look like him.
He doesn't look like him at all. I don't like it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
some people should be bald.
Yeah.
Like Corey Stoll. He's a better off bald guy.
Better off
for
bald.
Sure.
Corey Stoll.
Yeah. Study room. Troy's wearing a white robe with a rope as a belt. And they're filming. It's Troy and Britta here together. Jesus, did you really die for our sins? That's dopey. It's supposed to be dope.
It's dope.
Wait, because he pronounced dope? The E?
Britta did. Yeah, she said dopey. You think that's dope? Check out these beatitudes. I've never been more white in my life. Shirley plays music and Troy and Britta dance. Blessed be the peacemakers, word to the meek. The kingdom of heaven is open all week. Yeah. So bad. Fortunately for us, they're interrupted by a loud noise, and Abed is standing on like a huge stand in the middle of a quad, and he has
the wig, magical,
the glorious hair.
Oh.
Like he could pull that off,
exceptional.
It just in his life, if he wanted to grow his beautiful raven hair out,
exceptional.
He could do it and look wonderful.
It's a good look.
Yes.
He says, I have arrived. I'm watched as I am watching. I am audience and creation. The earth shall know my power.
See, this is clearly someone who just read the Bible.
Yeah, it's fresh. Like... It's fresh. It's real fresh right now. He's got it like deep in his bones at the moment.
Yeah. He read I Am That I Am and it blew his mind.
He couldn't get
Shirley's very upset about this. And Chang says that she ruined the take. And Abed says, keep rolling because everyone's a part of it. There are no takes. There is no viewer. The film is the story. The story is us. We are the film.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's speaking in riddles.
Sure.
Somehow it's I understand
that. Yeah, I don't know why that's an issue.
Don't know why. But, you know, if it's all, you know the saying, it's all copy. It's all like, you know, fodder for the camera.
Yeah.
Everything in life. It's a lot. It's very verite.
Very verite.
So Shirley wants to get Troy and Britta back to their non-meta project, but Troy wants to watch. So Troy and Britta end up quitting. Shirley is upset, and we hear the, Abed, Abed,
Wait, what does it sound like? I couldn't hear. Just do it again.
Was that a good impression? Abed, Abed,
Jess. I'm just glad that you sang so that LT and I weren't left alone.
You're welcome.
I've been reprimanded by your wife during this podcast.
Wait, by mine? Yes. During this podcast?
I mean, it's not my wife.
Really? She like got mad at, she didn't even babe me. She babed she LT.
She babe texted
Wait,
you?
Emily babe texted LaTanya and didn't even have the courtesy to babe text me?
It was about the Jesus Christ
Superstar. Did that really happen?
It was. I knew it.
Don't leave your girl around me. Been saying it for centuries.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the thing that Emily doesn't know is she can't stop the beat.
No, she can't. Oh, no. She could try.
She can try.
She could try.
I can't believe I just said that.
She could try.
In the hallway, Abed, Shirley Abed. Sees a poster. Abed sees a poster of Abed's face. The story of the story is the story. She says, "Sure, that'll play in Poughkeepsie." Mm-hmm. I don't know why she says Poughkeepsie, but I was just in Poughkeepsie, and I found it very strange.
I thought Poughkeepsie was a made-up place.
It's not.
No, it's a real place in New York. I was just there.
That's
it's spelled like Poughkeepsie.
Say, but I don't believe you.
But it's pronounced Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie. New York has some strange
yes, it does,
city
for
names.
Sure.
Poughkeepsie. So a guy comes up, and he says he heard a theater's going to play it in reverse. I heard the movie's the same backwards and forwards. Shirley says, I heard Jesus died for our sins.
Sins. Yeah. So good. That was like the best delivered line by Shirley.
Yeah. The director's answering questions in the cafeteria, and it both is and isn't part of the movie. I love these like side people just getting overly hyped about the Abed movie. So Starburns, everyone is circled around Abed now. And Starburns asks if they're in the movie right now. Abed says, they're all in the movie, even when there are no cameras. When will the movie be released? When is life released? Every minute of our lives is a world premiere, and my father has already bought the popcorn.
I have received my babe text. It is a gif of the trollololol guy.
What trollololol guy? Oh, yes, I do.
That guy. Oh, no. LT. Wow.
He looks
out.
Like he's from like the 70s.
I mean,
I didn't live through 2020 to have to put up with this.
That's fair. That's all. Let's carry on. Let's move on. Put that on a shirt. Print it. Make money.
I'm going to say that from
put that
now
on. A shirt,
I did not
print
put up
it,
with the 2020s
money.
To sit through this. Anytime a meeting runs too long, I didn't put up with the 2020s to sit through this.
Yeah, put it on a shirt. Print it. Make money.
Yeah. Meeting that should have been an email.
Yeah, I didn't live through 2020 meeting. To put up with this.
That's exactly right.
That's why I'm old at heart, because I say things like that.
Anyway, going to hell now. Bye.
Bye.
Shirley asks Abed if he's trying to say he's Jesus, and Abed says he is who she says he is. It's meta now. Uh-huh. Except here's the thing. I'm a devout Christian, and you guys are feeding into this poor boy's delusions.
And it's just all the same stuff. Abed's like, I forgive her for her rudeness. And everyone applauds.
Everyone
so Abed is the new savior.
It's terrible.
Yeah. It's not the best.
It's not the best.
You know?
No.
It's just, it's really not.
It
you wonder what happened
better.
In the writing room
it
that
It has
week.
Been better. Yeah.
Like how many pots had they smoking?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
How many pots have you smoking?
Oh my God. So we're in the study room and Annie asks how Abed's film is going and Shirley says blasphemously.
that's a good line.
Yeah.
And then Abed quotes scripture to Shirley and Shirley asks if he's scriptured her. And Annie says Jesus was Jewish and I love Shirley being like, when will you ever let that go?
Never.
So Jeff tells them to stop talking about religion. He's holding a newspaper. He's obviously the dad. Pierce walks in and he has cigars in his pocket and he tattles on him to Jeff and Britta. And Troy asks if he's been out all night with the hipsters, that pack of old people that hang out in the cafeteria. People call them hipsters because they all have hip replacements.
Yeah. Pierce thinks Leonard could kick Troy's ass.
I don't think that's true. Have you seen Donald Glover's abs?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Have you? Are we going to talk about those?
Let's talk about his abs.
We're good.
So Jeff is surprised Pierce is hanging out with Leonard because Jeff hates him. He says, so everybody hates him. That's why he's cool. You people don't get it. Britta starts acting like Pierce's mom, says they all have him all riled up and he should take a break from them. That's what Leonard said you'd say. It's like very like melodramatic teenager temper tantrum shenanigans happening. Jeff acts like a dad and he says, you apologize right now. What? I'm not your father. Jeff asks where Pierce is going as he leaves.
Out.
And Troy calls Pierce awesome.
I kind of think, I think that Pierce is enjoyable in this episode on one level that really works for me is like Chevy Chase kind of playing sort of like the kid who's acting out. I think that he's got that vibe down. I think like it's especially apparent to me like at the end of the episode when he's sort of just like really mopey in the room when Jeff comes to pick him up. I don't know why, but I found that scene to be like really kind of precious and I was surprised at my reaction to it. And so like this stuff, like the Jeff and Pierce dynamic in this episode actually works relatively well for me considering how often Pierce doesn't work. That stuff worked for me, on this one. So it kind of like starts here, I guess.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I don't think Pierce is that bad in this episode, especially because he seems to be like the angel on the shoulder of the older
crew. Right. Yeah. He's the kid that fell in with a bad crowd.
Right.
Right. And usually he is the bad
crowd.
Yeah,
so it's odd. It is a little bit whiplashy.
Role reversal.
For sure. Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And then we have probably like my favorite Shirley Abed exchange beyond the very like last scene that they have together where Shirley's like, I'm going to shut you down. You know that? He goes, I do. She goes, oh, I get it. I'm supposed to shut you down. Well, I'm not going to do it. Don't. I won't. Good. I'm going to shut you down. Just the way she goes, I'm going to shut you down. Like, it's just so good.
Yeah, she's really hilarious.
Yvette Nicole Brown just could act in her sleep. Like, she's so talented.
She's,
I can't.
She should be a much better star than she is.
Yeah.
A much bigger is what I meant to say, not better.
Yeah, I agree.
She should be in everything.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. So we're out on the quad. We see Pierce and Leonard drinking out of brown paper bags. Leonard calls Pierce Jeff's worst nightmare now. You're old and you don't give a damn. So the dean exits his car with Shirley and he's like, don't make eye contact and they'll be fine. They start to get heckled by all these hipsters. I don't want to see you hipsters when I come back out here. Go, run. We've made them angry. runs inside. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this is when Leonard notices he left his keys in his car and they want to take a joyride. Mm-hmm. But Pierce thinks it's a bad idea. And Leonard has the excuse of, well, if we get caught, we could just pretend we're disoriented and they can give us a ride home. But they've all been drinking. So Pierce says it's not a great idea. And Pearl tells him to grow a schmeckle.
I just need to say it in case anyone wanted to clip that audio out.
grow a schmeckle.
Grow a schmeckle. That's good. Like, you know, inserting any like Yiddish is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I like some Yiddish thrown in for fun.
Yeah.
So back in the cafeteria, Abed announces it's the last scene. And Shirley comes in. And on the seventh day, Shirley shut down production.
Which was obviously as he planned.
Yeah. And so the dean shows up and like is like on Shirley's side until he's like wooed by the stardom, right? Like the filmmaking experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He wants to be around.
Yeah, they talk about how every movie is a religious film. all stories are about death and resurrection.
The Matrix, RoboCop, Superman Returns.
Yes. Yeah.
And Abed's defense of it not being, you know, church and state situation is that the name of the character is Abed, not Jesus. And this gives the dean creative goosebumps.
Yeah, he loves it.
He loves Charlie Kaufman.
Yeah, I love Charlie Kaufman.
And then Chang comes up to Shirley and he says, say what you will about Abed, but the man cannot be killed. I mean, it's almost like he's Jesus. And
yeah,
Josh.
Of course. Immediately my head goes... what did you write here?
Got Abed. Yeah. He's so ill. This is
it's perfect. It's perfect.
The other thing that's kind of perfect about this is that the name Abed literally means worshiper.
Wow.
Devout.
Oh my gosh.
Adorer.
Did you know this or did you look this up?
You googly. You googled it.
Yeah.
So we're in the cafeteria and we see a Last Supper set up with loaves of bread and styrofoam cups.
Can we just talk for a second about how like terrible the actual Last Supper must have been?
Probably bad.
Because like I'm looking at these loaves of bread and like these people are happy if they have loaves of bread and some fishes and some wine.
Yeah.
And if that was like the last meal that I was going to have on this earth, I'd be pissed at my father.
Yeah. I'd be like, man, couldn't even get me a 555 deal from Domino's.
I know.
Like,
let me eat this loaf of bread.
I mean, better be like
plain bread.
Is it fresh baked? Maybe we can talk.
Is there
if
any
it's fresh
butter?
Baked, that's fine.
Like, what's happening?
At least some
olive
oil.
I mean, I like bread without butter.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not like my favorite.
A little EVOO, some Parmesan cheese.
Yeah,
and some,
you guys got
some pepper.
Yeah, you got any prosciutto? You know,
prosciutto.
What else you got?
That's got some gabagool.
Yeah, come on. All right, so now we're just assembling a sub sandwich.
On this
like
episode of Sandwich Assembly.
Yeah. Yeah. Get me some hot peppers, shredded iceberg.
It's like plain white bread.
Yeah.
Like it's not even like anything. It's the white bread too that gets like stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That bread is only the only good use for that bread is for a bologna sandwich.
A bologna
sandwich.
Oh,
it's been a long time since I've had a bologna sandwich.
I love bologna. And people hate on bologna so much.
Yeah. My
because it's not like the most expensive meat
exactly.
in the world.
Yeah.
But it's good.
It's really
throw
good.
Some mustard.
My family from the South used to send us like these giant things of like bologna that was made down there. And it is just heavenly.
That sounds heavenly.
It is
heavenly.
So much better than any bologna that I can buy in this city.
Did you thick slice it or did you thin slice it?
It depended on my mood, but mostly a thick slice.
Wait.
With some mayo and some white bread.
Latanya, they don't have good bologna in Chicago?
I haven't
That's
checked out
bologna.
The bologna scene specifically. Oh, God.
That's why I asked it.
He tried. He tried so hard.
What they say about trying?
And fell so
far. In the end, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter.
Well, now I'm going to hell. Bye.
Anyway.
What a ridiculous group to assemble. You know?
I feel like, you know what? It was destiny that LT come on for this episode instead. We couldn't have her on for like an actually decent episode of Community because we wouldn't have been able to do all of this.
No.
Going to hell now. Bye.
So Starburn asks what Abed thinks because he's watching the film, and Abed's like, I have to go on a walk, and then he walks outside and then he starts praying, And he says, "Dear God, my movie is the worst piece of crap I've ever seen in my entire life. How could I have been so blind? It's a self-indulgent adolescent mess. I can barely sit through it. Now with all this hype, I've got a real snakes on a plane brewing. The critics are going to crucify me. Oh my gosh. I need your help. Please take this project away from me. Make it rain. Send a meteor. Anything, please." Okay, I get it. This is what I deserve. And Shirley overhears all of this.
And so she then proceeds to destroy the film set.
Yes. It's amazing.
The lights get cut out. She shows up. She's got the bat, and she just destroys it
Shirley!
All.
Shirley!
Yeah. See, disembodied singer has to get a Dean's List point from me. She's so, like, it's just, like, perfect. It's just perfect.
Yeah, that was good. That was some nice damaging of school property.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, I love the part when, like, the tape ribbon is like wound around the baseball bat, like Negan style, just going to town. Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. We don't talk about what
we can't
dead.
Talk about that scene. Yeah.
No. So we're in the office, and Jeff says he's Pierce's emergency contact and he wants to be removed, but he sees Pierce sitting with all the other old people, and nobody comes out for Leonard anymore because his kids ask them to stop calling them. So Jeff tells her to just bring Pierce out.
Yeah, because like, you
Pierce
look in
looks
and he
miserable.
Looks so miserable. Like,
he's a little kid
again,
in trouble.
Like, we talked about this. Like, Chevy Chase, like whatever you want to say, and there's plenty to say. Yeah. Like, his like, physical comedy is really good. Like, his physical work is really good. So I feel like he's able to, like, kind of, like, regress to this place where he does look to me like he looks like a 15-year-old here. And I just I find it like kind of charming and like sort of like on a performance level relatively impressive that he's able to bring him to this place.
Yeah, I mean, no one ever said that Clark Griswold wasn't talented.
Yeah,
it's just the rest of
him. Oh, sure. There's plenty of it.
And that's the thing too, is like Pierce has never been like really a troublemaker, right? Like when he finds out that the Dean is the Dean, he's like, oops, I'm gonna get in trouble. Like, he's not a troublemaker, so he obviously is very upset about being in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jeff calls him out and says, "Wait in the car. It wasn't my fault. Wait in the car. And he just knocks off all the papers and leaves.
And then he throws Britta onto the emergency contact list.
This made me laugh more than anything else in this episode. Yeah, he says, add Britta as emergency contact. Give her a call a couple of weeks. She gets worried about
days.
Him. Oh, and she works days. call her at night.
Give it's Britta terrible. Something to do in this episode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Or Annie.
So we're back. Yeah.
Annie is MIA.
They all got the shaft this episode. We're in anthropology, and Abed approaches Shirley, and he says that everyone thinks what you did was destined to happen, that it was proof that God was making my movie, a movie so good it could never exist. They think I'm a genius, and they think you're a villain. But Abed knows that Shirley heard him praying, and Shirley says, I don't know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Duncan comes in. He's super excited about a link Abed sent him, but it's an actual rap video with Troy singing about God, and Shirley's happy because Abed ended up making her film.
I wish
I had
the lyrics to the rap because they're very funny.
I can pull them up if you want to keep talking about the rest of the scene.
Yeah, so it's because he shows up and he's just like singing something, and the rest of the scene is playing out where there's like Abed is like telling Shirley like he finished the film for her and everything like that, and so like he's given her exactly what she wanted in terms of the viral video, and like it's a nice happy moment, but I like wasn't able to focus on it because like the Troy rap here is just awesome.
I have the lyrics. So blessed be the peacemakers, word to the meek, the kingdom of heaven is open all week, only from the saint there, lepers have feet there, dogs love cats there, cats love mice, and the tables are pies, ice cream is everywhere, but never on your thighs, good news, it can be your hood, word, as in word of God, yo.
I was cracking up really hard. Tables are pies or chairs are pies?
tables are pies. Ice cream is everywhere,
never on your thighs. That killed me. That was like, it's a really light Troy episode, and that was enough to like launch him into the four stratosphere for me. The beans. I loved that. Thought that was great.
Yeah, and then we have a really sweet moment with Shirley and Abed, and they both just say like, "You humble me," to each other, and like, I wish we got more of like. It just feels like this scene isn't necessarily earned. Like, I like it, but I just feel like it's a Shirley and Abed episode, and I feel like it should be better than it is as a result of that, because they're both such powerhouses on the show that, like, when we get, like, a Shirley-Jeff episode, it's so great, or when we get an Abed-Jeff episode, it's so great, but when we get a Shirley-Abed episode, it's, like, it's not as good as I would have wanted it
sure,
to be.
Sure, I agree with that. The end scene is just that everybody's wearing the exact same shirt and speaking at the same exact time. And then Annie comes in late.
And Annie's late. And then they all mimic Annie's. Darn
it! Yeah, that's a good scene. Yeah, though.
It's cute.
I like that.
It's cute.
It's so
cute. I give it a streets ahead. I have no issue with it. It was cute. If this is pass or fail, it's a queer pass.
Mm-hmm.
I also gave it a streets ahead.
I'll give it something.
Yeah.
Is it a streets ahead?
Ahead or behind, Latanya?
I think it's streets ahead. All right, it's
we'll go streets ahead. We'll go streets
ahead. I only filled out the part of the character ratings.
You're fine.
And I was just like, that's it.
Don't worry about it. It's all good. Left. It's all good. No one knows. We're pulling back the curtain too far.
Okay.
I'm going to close it a little bit. Now I'm opening back up again. There's a form. We fill it out. All right, let's get into some F community feedback from Eric Divestein. Eric says, I know Shirley's easy to criticize sometimes, but in this episode, I think I'm mostly on her side. She asked Abed to help her with a video. He absolutely could have said no if he wasn't comfortable with it, and that would have been fine, but he said yes, and then instead of making something for Shirley, make something for himself. If he wanted to make his Abed movie, that's okay, but a good friend would prioritize his friend's request first. Full credit to Abed, though, for owning his mistake at the end and making Shirley's video for her. From Eric.
I agree with that. Yeah.
The wise crack prophet says, the Abed music sting slay me every time. Is this one of the best Pierce subplots of the whole series? I don't know. You guys tell me. I have no idea.
I think it could be a good Pierce subplot without being an excellent subplot, if that makes sense. Like, this subplot makes Pierce look good,
yeah,
but that doesn't necessarily mean it's like the best. Like, I think there are episodes where he's better, even if he's not the nicest character.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
It also seems like this bit belongs in a different episode for some reason.
Yeah, I could see that. It doesn't totally fit. It doesn't totally fit.
Yeah, it's not an episode where those two plot lines dovetail at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right word? Yeah, they're totally like parallel the entire time.
It's
not that.
Life
is
like a hurricane here in Greendale. Riley writes in, this is my least favorite episode of season 2 of Community. It isn't aggressively bad by any means, but it just doesn't match the high quality of the rest of the season. For such a rarely used pair of Shirley and Abed, what should be a great episode for the two instead feels reductive for them both. They almost feel played stereotypically of Christian versus emotionless nerd filmmaker. The thing is, the episode's trying to tackle some relatively big things, but misses the mark, which honestly makes this episode not fun. Which is the biggest issue for Community. There's still some good things in it, but ultimately it's a weak episode as the main plot isn't very fun, doesn't play well for Abed, doesn't play well for Shirley as characters in an episode that should celebrate the unlikely pair. I feel that for sure. I think that rings true.
I'm like actually tired at this point of agreeing with Riley.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel.
Yeah. So you should just stop
LT,
doing
it. It really stop try.
LT, you never get used to it. Let me tell you.
We don't.
Let's do the.
Oh my God. Will in the chat said, Larry, I'm on dovetails.
Let's do.
That shouldn't be as funny
let's
as
do
it
meow
is.
Meows. Let's do meow meow beans. Let's do meow meows. I was actually maybe a little higher than I realized on this stuff.
You're a lot higher than
I
was.
I gave Britta, Annie, and Chang the 2.5 because they just don't do anything really. I feel like I should give, I don't know. I'm going to boost everybody down, okay? Because I gave like,
you're going
to
boost
yeah,
them down.
I gave everybody like a 4, and I'm too tired to discern it, so I'm giving everybody else a 3.5. Everybody else gets a 3.5.
Is it out of 5 or out of 6?
It's out of 5. It's out of 5.
Oh, okay. Then I need to make some changes.
I gave everybody else. Then Jess can go before you. Take your time. So I'm giving Britta, Annie, and Chang. They're not really in the episode. 2.5 for all of them. Jeff's fine. Like, I think like the fatherly moment's pretty good. 3.5. Abed and the hair is hilarious, but I've seen better Abed. 3.5. Troy is only great for me in this episode because of that rap at the end, which is really funny, but I'll give it a 3.5. Shirley takes the baseball bat. That's fun. Just 3.5. Pierce is a cute little kid, but that's just a 3.5. I had them all at a 4, but I think the episode's just fine, so I will deflate them all this half point in order to accommodate, to adjust to the episode and my general feelings toward the episode.
Those are
my beans. Jess, why don't you go?
Yeah, lowest for me was actually Abed. I gave him a 1.5. I just don't get it.
Wow, like, the Russian judge coming in hot.
He would have been a higher if not for like the "you humble me" moment. I just think like a lot of my meow meow beans go to like how much they make me laugh, and I just didn't.
You all right, LT?
Get it?
Because you all keep saying meow meow beans.
Yeah, what do you want?
He doesn't know what they are, so if you do, you can't
I
say.
Think I may know what they are, but I'm going to play it cool.
How do you
I
know
I think
what
I may
they
know
are?
What they are. Well, you know what, Jess? I told you a long time ago I should probably just watch the Meow Meow Beans episode because I'm probably over the course of doing a community podcast going to find out what the Meow Meow Beans are, okay? I said that,
right?
And
now
I pushed to
Who
watch the episode.
You?
I'm not doxing anyone. Are you kidding
me? You need
me?
To.
I'm not doxing anybody.
That's so messed up. Is anybody around
I'm
here?
I'm not doxing
anybody
anyone, but like...
I'm doxing everyone.
But you... I me told too. You. I said I should watch the one with the Meow Meows because I'm going to find out what they are. You're like, no, you're not. I'm like, trust me, I know my internet presence. I know how
I'm
this happens
upset.
For me. This is gonna yeah. happen. And of
it's
course
get rude.
It hasn't like happened 100% of the way there, but it's happened
Who
enough that I'm getting tiny bubbled. It's happening. Okay? I'm getting tiny bubbled and people think they're clever and they're not as clever as they think. And
Everybody
I know
stop
the stuff.
Thinking
I can
clever.
Read between the lines, so I know
Everyone
the stuff.
Stop talking to Josh on Twitter.
Don't at me.
That's
about
it.
Anything
Don't at him.
Except
Nothing.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
This is upsetting. This is very upsetting. Very
anyway,
upset right now.
I don't
the
know it all
the
way,
night.
But I have a yes. pretty good idea
yeah,
of
yeah,
what
I mean,
it is.
No.
A pretty good idea of what it is.
Mostly music of the night.
A pretty good idea of what it is.
So Abed is at a 1.5. Moving up from him. We have
moving up from him.
Jeez. Britta, Troy, Annie and Chang are all getting 2.5s from me. Britta and Annie didn't have a ton to do. Mm-mm. Troy, I didn't really find like a ton of the stuff funny. Like he's fine, he's there. Chang, similarly, he's existing. He's in an episode, he gets an average. I gave Pierce and Shirley both 3.5s. They are the oh sorry, I just skipped Jeff. Jeff is a 3. He only moved up from a 2.5 because of that Britta scene with the office. I thought that was funny. Pierce and Shirley both at 3.5. Pierce is like surprisingly better than he usually is. And Shirley kills me with the scene where she destroys things and with the I'm gonna shut you down. kills me. So she gets bumped up for that. But again, if the highest I'm giving characters on an episode is 3.5, like it's pretty indicative that I'm not like crazy about the
sure.
episode.
All right, LT, tell us about your meow meow beans.
Well, there's a very special family recipe. Mm-hmm. No. So I gave Jeff a 3 just because he was just kind of there, you know, reading the paper, picking up the teenager from getting in trouble, just generally being a dad. And like, you know, most dads deserve a 3 out of 5. Britta, which is a name on a television yeah. show. I gave it a 2.5. Just because of like, I really love that actress. I think that she's funny and her presence during the, like when they were trying to tape the rap, with Troy was pretty mm-hmm. funny. Like watching her attempt to dance was also funny. Abed, I gave a 4, like pretty much just for looks. Like I'm not above that, at all. Next.
Cool. That's great. I'm not going to fight you on it. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, thanks. Troy, I gave a 4.5 specifically because of the rap. Yeah. I like to think that it was responsible for so much of the music that we've heard from Childish Gambino since.
That this one.
Yeah, this was it. And so, you know, just for his catalog alone, he gets a 4.5. Let's see. Pierce, I gave a 2.5 because while I agree that what he's doing works, It's not the best Pierce at all. He's just, you know, kind of like settling in there. And also, like, that whole storyline, like I said before, seems like it came from a different episode. Like Abed, I gave Shirley a 4 just because they were the kind of the two main actors in the episode. Mm-hmm. I did manage to give Troy a higher score than both of the main characters. Annie got a 2.5 for me because the bit at the end was funny, but she was non-existent essentially in this episode.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Where are we at with our overalls?
Yes.
Not
so,
the clothing.
Overalls. So we would have had like a really fun thing, but then we adjusted some stuff. So it's not as fun, but we had like a bunch of characters tied. Now we only have a few. So at the top, we still have Troy in a pretty far lead with 62.5. Abed is in second with 54.
But then everybody else is like within an inch of each other, it feels like.
It's tight. Chang is in third with 48.5.
He's Senior Chang. And he's so ill. This is a warning. He's in third place.
God. He's coming for
you. He's coming for you. Yeah, I'm gonna push Chang all the way to the top. I'll tell you what.
You really are. Just you solely. Yeah. Then Annie and Britta are tied with 47.5. Then Jeff at 47. Pierce bringing up the rear at 46.5. So it's a tight. It's tight at the bottom there.
Mm-hmm.
On to the Dean's list. I had a tough time with this one. I ended up giving it to Richard because I thought he was very sweet. When he crashed the car and he
there's a scene where they crash
the car. He's old, he's groggy, he asks what year it is, he really actually doesn't know, and I thought he was very sweet and he's like, were those my friends? And I felt so bad for him, and so I gave him the disembodied
singing voice.
Fair
enough. Once I realized that was an option for me, it was pretty easy to give my Dean's List point to the person who sings Abed. And surely,
If Josh can give it to a disembodied singing voice, then I can give it to Shirley's baseball bat.
Okay, that's fine.
Because it ended this.
Do you want to name the baseball bat?
It looks like a Joseph.
Yeah. Are you trying to bait me? Trying to get me to sing some Joseph?
Am I?
I won't do it.
I never bait anyone into singing musical theater.
I won't do it.
I could say something really bad right now.
Don't do it. It's there. We all know it's there.
I won't say it.
It's right there.
But it is there. And we know it's there.
Master your impulses, Jess.
Exactly. I will. I'm a master. On to the episode ratings. Josh, what did you rate the episode?
Unless it changed, it did change, so I have to change as well, I think. I didn't know how I felt about the episode. I felt like cold, but how cold did I feel? I don't have to change it. Okay, great. The audience average, which I'll spoil now, as I was inputting my scores, was like a 2.42. I thought that sounded about right. I just took the audience average. I think I'm going to start doing this a little more often just because rating the episodes gives me anxiety. I'm just going to do a 2.42 and lock it in. I mean, that feels about right. I think fingers on the pulse of the community, like maybe not as low as you're going to go, Jess, but still lower than I normally go on an episode of Community. I will forget this one ever existed. I guarantee it.
Of course.
I'll never remember that this episode of television happened. I'll remember that I had a hilarious time on the podcast with LaTanya and Jess, but I won't necessarily remember what we talked about.
That's how
my brain works. So I gave it 2.42. That's where I landed. That's what the audience did. So that's what I'll do as well.
Yeah. I was much lower on the episode just because, like, I try to, like, grade Community against itself as best I can. And so not every episode is going to hit it out of the park for me. And it's rare that I go below a 2 on Community. But I did on this episode just because there just isn't a lot of there. Mm-hmm. Like, there isn't a lot of laugh out loud moments for me, which is one of the main reasons I watch Community. And so as a result, I did give it a 1.5. That may seem harsh to some people, but it's just not, like, a very great episode for me. And I will say, like, it is all uphill from here. This is my least favorite episode of season 2 of Community by far. And so I fully expect that every other episode of this season is going to have like at least a 2.5, if not more than that.
That's great.
Yeah.
LT, what about
you? I respect you for going that low, honestly.
Thank you.
It's not a great episode. I gave it a 2.45. I don't really know why I put the 4.5 there, but I think I felt too harsh with just putting a 2, which is what I considered doing. It's just, you know, it's just a meh for me, dog. You know what I mean? I am, again, glad that I am here discussing this with you all, but
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And so Josh already said the audience is on the same page as you both, 2.42, which brings the current average to a 2.20, placing this firmly in last place where I expect it shall stay for most, if not all, of season two.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's quite lower than the number 4, which is at a 2.90.
Okay. Good. So,
5th place.
Okay. Well, if this is the bottom of season two, then there it shall stay. Yes. And I feel no kind of way about that. The only kind of way I feel is sad that this fun time is drawing to a close. LT, thank you for joining Jess and I through all of this madness. I'm sorry it wasn't a good episode like debate, but I think it almost made the podcasting better.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to be here to discuss any flaming pile of dog crap that you any want to discuss with me.
It's a poop show.
Yeah, it is a poop show.
Welcome to the poop show. We got lots of poop.
We got tons of poop. We got nonstop poop.
Sounds like you need some ammonia.
Yeah, that could be helpful. LaTanya, it has been far too long since you and I have been on a podcast together.
That's true.
We want to keep a really tight lid on what it is that's coming up in the future. But suffice it to say that LT and I will not be separated from each other's podcasting lives for too much longer.
No, we will not. We'll be covering a topic of much import, much discussion. Really just one of the paragons of our time in terms of television shows.
I mean, it's not wrong. In many ways, it's not wrong. And in other ways, it is really overstating things. But in other ways, it's not wrong that we will be discussing something that is of huge, or at least was of huge, pop culture significance. Riddle that out, listeners of post-show recaps. And we'll keep a lid on this one as well, other than to say, like, if you thought that one LaTanya podcast on post-show recaps was cool, how about two? How about two shows with LT?
How about a second one with others?
Yeah.
And about a show.
Yeah.
Of even more import, but for Black people.
Yeah, for sure. And that's come.
But like anyone can watch and should.
It's coming. It's coming soon. It's going to be like we're looking at like a mid-October podcast launch, not necessarily show launch, but to give you enough time to get hyped up for the thing.
Mid-October is when we're going to be
very hyped about the
thing.
So we're
being like low-key, not like the guy.
I don't want to
but
be
we're
like
being
him.
Like we're keeping we're being cheeky, we're keeping it clever. Ooh. You know, we're keeping it under the radar for now. It's just a little
keeping it cute,
but you follow that post show recaps and you won't be able to miss it, and you certainly won't be able to miss any of it if you follow at LK Starks, queen of the internet, LaTanya.
I am a woman on the internet.
I have crowned you.
Thank you.
Yes
You all really should see me in a crown. I have to get rid of the puffs.
Oh, you should keep the puffs. Put the crown over the puffs.
Okay. Crown on puffs. at LK Starks. LT, anything else?
You know, just continue to let Jesus take the wheel. May all your movies be meta and all of your abeds be hot.
Yes. A sound Amazing. Message for all times. Jess Sterling, what kind of shit have the 90s taught you recently?
The 90s are teaching me all about the spooky season of October.
Ooh.
And I don't know what's scarier than the movie Halloween Town 2, of which it is a sequel of Halloween Town, which is pure trash. And we will be covering
did
that.
Did you do a Halloween Town podcast? You're skipping straight
we
to
We did. It was one of our first like bonus podcasts last year when we first launched. And it was, we were like very hyped about it. We were like really excited to actually watch it. And then we watched it. And I was so nervous that I was going to get on the podcast and Sarah was going to be like, this movie was great. No, we both sounds got like on and we just completely trashed
this
it.
This movie was great.
I know. It's like an outtake from Frozen.
Isn't that a Feist, I think?
And it's so bad. And so I'm really excited to watch the sequel and podcast with Sarah about it. And then we are also covering Interview with a Vampire with the one, the only, have you ever, Sarah Carradine.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I can't wait to have her on the podcast.
That's amazing. If fun. I it's didn't like fantastic. Sarah Carradine so much, I'd boot her and I would do this this podcast. Because Interview with the Vampire was like seminal to my life growing up and still is, frankly.
I'm going to need you to like send in feedback or get a voicemail from you, LT, okay. So that we can at least hear your thoughts. But yeah, so very exciting stuff. I also have an upcoming vacation, which is like amazing.
It is worth mentioning that, yes, Jess is going to be on vacation not terribly soon. We're going to be back next week, but then we will be taking another 2-week break because Jess is going to have a very, very, very hard-earned vacation.
I apologize for the,
no
the break
way.
In our
Are
podcasting,
you kidding me?
But
We podcast because we love it. We live life because we gotta. And so we vacation when we can. And all three of these things can coexist. So, yeah, next week will be our last one for a little while. And then Jess is going to be on vacation. We'll take a quick break, which is all right because we got a lot happening on post-show recaps, especially starting here in that one-year anniversary month. Not only all those amazing post-show recaps, Patreon perks that I mentioned before, which you can learn more about at patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Be one of the cool people that signs up for the PSR Patreon in the one-year anniversary month. We would love to have you. Beyond that, we're just adding shows. We've got a bunch of stuff.
So many shows.
There's the two shows that that we teased that LT is going to be involved in, but there's more than that. I actually think it's worth mentioning right now here on the Community Building Podcast that if you enjoy it when Jess Sterling and I get together, we are going to have an additional weekly podcast coming your way with Grace Leader alongside us as well, as we're going to be talking about Succession Season 3. And that is coming
it's
up.
It's too much. It's too much. Like,
it's so good.
How can anyone even listen to that podcast and not just have their head explode? It's too much.
It's going
to
be amazing. Jess and Grace just both finished binge watching the past two seasons of Succession. Jess, I know you just finished binge listening to the previous Succession podcast that Emily Fox and I recorded. Emily unable to join
that
us, unfortunately, for this season. So we've got a preview show that's going to be coming out on October 4th on Monday. So keep an ear out for that. And we'll have another preview show after that as well, just to set the deck so that everybody's on the same stage as we go bore on the floor to talk Succession. And that's not even all the things that we're adding in the fall. So, like, there's a lot of TV. We're covering as much of it as we reasonably can without exploding. It's just a lot. So, like, if you like any of this stuff, if this makes your life better, if it makes you happy to have PSR in your ears, it would make us so happy. And I think it would make you happy, too, to get you in on the PSR Patreon. So one last time, one last pitch, postshowrecaps.com/Patreon or patreon.com/postshowrecaps, whichever you prefer, it'll get you to the same place. Next week, Jess, Halloween.
Yes, we are revisiting Epidemiology Season 2, Episode 7. We have talked about this one, but it was sandwiched in with another
Love
Halloween
sandwiches,
episode.
Love sandwiches, as we've already discussed.
Sandwich.
Yes. So we are recovering it again, but in more detail, obviously, this time. And it's like kind of, it's not perfectly timed, but it's like about as well timed as we can do for it to fall in October. So good on us. And we are covering that with someone you haven't podcasted with, Josh, but I have. And not only that, but actually him and his friend also cover Boy Meets World on Boy Meets World Fever. Cameron Liner is coming on to talk epidemiology.
Amazing.
So you're going to make a new
friend. Okay, I love making friends.
Week. Yes.
Jess, we made friends.
I knew that was coming. Usually we just badger Josh into becoming our friend.
I just force him to make new friends.
That's all right.
That's what wonderful. I did.
It helps, you know? Otherwise, I'm not making any friends, so you guys just have to force your ways into my
just
life.
Bring them all in.
I love it. It's great. It's a wonderful part of this gig. Like, oh my God, look at all these new people. And then the people in my real life are like,
friends.
Who are you talking about? And I'm like, shut up. They matter a lot to me. Like, who are you texting? My friends from the internet.
My friends.
I have friends.
Yeah. My very close friends who I met on the internet. Leave me alone.
Give me back my son.
Yeah. This is my child. Yeah. All right. On that note, I think we got to call it. What a great time here in Community Building. We will be back next week. Normally, this is the point at which I say, Corey B, take us away. But instead, I shall say, gonna go to hell now. Bye.
Bye.
This is a show about a
dean
that started to grow a community. Wiggler and Jess here till it ends. Meet up to Pastor Phil Greendale with all of our friends. The brightest timeline's here to shine the way. Community building is here to stay.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.